Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
A very good morning. How are you?
Morning, Howard. I'm well, thanks. And good morning to your listeners.
So, it felt like a bit of an anticlimax, didn't it?
Well, we had the announcement yesterday from Eskom that the last unit, that is Unit 1, for some reason, it started with Unit 6 and finished with Unit 1. But be that as it may, Unit 1 was finally handed over for commercial service yesterday, which is an important milestone along the road, a long and difficult road of getting Medupi completed. But I must stress that the fact that it has been handed over for commercial service, this last unit, doesn't mean to say the project is completed. It's far from complete. Far from complete.
So that was just good marketing or what?
Well, look, it is a milestone worth noting. But I think it was overplayed somewhat. People tend to think, firstly, that the project is over, which it's not. And secondly, that, the announcement of this unit is going to make an immediate difference to load shedding in South Africa, which it's not, because it's 800 megawatts of generation capacity. Yes, that's a significant amount, but it has been generating into the grid for the last 9 months, and we've been having load shedding. So what we've seen yesterday is a kind of a paperwork exercise where the unit is formally handed over from the people that are constructing it, that's Eskom Capital Project, to the people who are the customer, which is Eskom Generation. So it's actually within one company, one department handing over a unit to another department. It is a paperwork exercise, a formal handover. But the unit has been generating on the grid, as I say, for the last 9 months. So it's not like suddenly yesterday we had an extra 900 megawatts on, or 800 megawatts on the grid to help alleviate load shedding.
Right. So it's not really going to make much of a difference there at all.
No.
In terms of stability, though?
Well, you know, the problem with this Medupi and the units, all the units at Medupi, is that they're not performing very well. So the energy availability factor of the first 7 units at Medupi is around about 63%. The design energy availability factor is about 85 to 90% for a new plant. So that gives an indication that this unit is not generating the energy into the grid that it was designed to do. The units are not very stable in the sense that they're up and down. And they have to be subject to some rework, design modifications on the mills, on the boilers, on the fabric filter plant, as well as the ash handling plant. While those modifications get done over the next couple of years, the units will be up and down.
Mike says 14 years to build a 3-year project. All the wasted money could have built us 5 power stations. Would you agree with that?
Well, maybe not 5, but look, there has been massive cost overruns. The original budget upon which this project was justified was in the region of 80 billion rand. Currently, the estimated cost of completion of these plants, let's say they're not complete yet, but the estimated cost of completion, including capitalized interest during construction and the flue gas desulfurization plant. This is a pollution abatement plant that still has to be ordered and still has to be installed, and it's only going to be installed by 2030. So it's a long way to go, but the total estimated cost when the project is completed is 230 billion rand, which is, you know, several times higher than the original cost. And unfortunately, it's not performing properly. Which means we're getting less for our money. We're paying more and we're getting less.
Is there a way to, is it a design fault or a construction fault?
I think both. Mm. There are certainly some design issues that have to be rectified. There are also some execution issues that need rework.
Is there any good news? You're depressing me this morning.
Well, as I say, it is step by step, slowly it is being completed. I just don't want people to give the wrong impression that it's all over and it's performing perfectly and the job is now done and it's all completed. That would be the wrong impression. And I do believe that the Eskom media release yesterday did create that wrong impression.
Right. Well, certainly I was somebody that definitely fell for that one. So where to from here in terms of Eskom additional capacity?
Okay. Look, Eskom is bringing on these units at Medupi facility very slowly, but step by step. But at the same time, a number of generation units are coming off the grid because they're reaching end of life and are performing very poorly, and there's not spares available, and so a certain amount of generation capacity is coming off the grid. And that's why things are not really moving forward, you might say. The solution is new generation capacity that performs like new generation capacity. And this is supposed to be coming on from the so-called Emergency Risk Mitigation IPP program, from the Renewable Energy IPP program, and by self-generation by customers of new generation capacity on customers' premises or wheeled through the grid to customers' premises. In other words, where the customer is becoming part of the solution. Now, these things are moving forward, but also very slowly. And at the moment, there is a gap between the what should be coming on and what actually is coming on. And that's why we have the shortage at the moment leading to load shedding, which we experience currently. And it's not going to be over suddenly now, or certainly not in the next 2 years either.
One of our listeners saying, but surely there's been some improvement. There hasn't been as much load shedding recently.
No, there has not been any improvement. Yes, there has not been load shedding maybe in the last 2 or 3 weeks.
But as South Africans, we pride ourselves on our short memory.
Yes, that's right. We should not be complacent. Mm. The fact that we don't have load shedding doesn't mean to say we're not close to the edge. It just takes a coincidence of failures of generation plants where a few failures come simultaneously, and it pushes us over the edge from no load shedding to load shedding. The reality is that last year was a record year in terms of load shedding. There was lost hours as a result of load shedding. This year, we're only 7 months into the year, but it's quite clear that this year is going to be a record too. If we continue to have the kind of load shedding that we've experienced in the first 7 months of this year. So the situation is not getting better, and it will not get better until new generation comes on that performs like new generation, or this Medupi and Kusile, if they can make a difference to what is called the energy availability factor, currently sitting at 63%, which is worse than it was last year. So it's actually not improving year by year. The plant is getting older year by year. The energy availability factor is declining slowly. And the solution is actually not going to come from an increased energy availability factor. It's going to come from new plant that performs like new plant.
And possibly independent producers.
Well, certainly independent power producers and customers of electricity will have to play an important part in the short term in alleviating the shortages. Customers need to start taking ownership of their own energy future going forward and realize, cannot just sit around waiting for government. You've got to take control of your own energy future, and you've got to get stuck in and do something about it.
Yeah, and that being the case, I mean, if the mines start producing their own energy and large corporations do, that also then reduces the demand on the grid.
Exactly.
So it actually it impacts on all of us.
It is going to certainly alleviate the burden of Eskom that it's currently not able to meet quite clearly from the load shedding. So companies like Sasol, talking about 900 megawatts of new generation capacity, mining companies, several mining companies are talking about 40, 50, 75 megawatts of new generation capacity. Municipalities are talking about new generation capacity. I'm talking about City of Cape Town, City of Durban, Ithekwini, in other words, City of Johannesburg, City Power, that is. Twine and Ekurhuleni are all talking about self-generation or procuring power from IPPs, and all of this will help relieve the burden of Eskom.
All right, and that is where we leave it. Chris Eland, thank you. As always, energy analyst talking about Medupi.